I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. It was 1 year ago today that the I-85 bridge collapsed, bringing to life one of Atlanta's worst traffic nightmares. Remarkably, the bridge reopened just 6 weeks later, but 1 year later, residents of the nearby Woodland Hills neighborhood say drivers still use their streets as a cut-through. Homeowner Susan Kramer told WSB-TV that traffic has tripled on her street since the bridge collapsed. Now the Woodland Hills Neighborhood Association is asking the city to install speed bumps to slow the flow of cut-through drivers. And the Georgia legislative session has come to a close with the fate of several high-profile bills decided late last night. Among the measures that passed is a bill that would pave the way for a dramatic expansion of mass transit in Metro Atlanta. Conversely, a bill that would have given sex abuse survivors more time to sue did not make the cut. All bills that passed the General Assembly last night now head to Governor Deal's desk. And the city of Stockbridge is one step closer to being cut in two, this after the Georgia Senate gave final passage to a proposal allowing a new city to be carved from it. The proposal passed by a vote of 33-19 late Thursday, and it would incorporate the city of Eagles Landing, including land currently in Stockbridge. Proponents say the bill will give residents the right to self-determination, but Democratic Senator Emanuel Jones, who represents portions of Stockbridge, said the legislation would destroy the community and pit neighbor against neighbor. The bill now goes to the governor's desk. If it is signed into law, voters in the area that would become Eagles Landing would need to approve the idea before the new city is formed. Well, Congress has earmarked $480 million to build a new high-containment lab at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. The funding is part of the $1.3 trillion spending bill passed last week. Earlier this year, the CDC reported that its current containment lab, which is 13 years old, is nearing the end of its life cycle. The lab handles some of the world's most dangerous contagions, including diseases like Ebola. And Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson will be an important player in confirming the new Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He was a supporter of former Secretary David Shulkin, who was fired earlier this week. Isaacson is head of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs. He told the committee in January that it's important for the VA to be fixed.
I've told the Secretary that we want to really take the legislation that we passed last year on accountability, on appeals, all the things that we passed, to give them the tools to address the significant problems confronting the veterans of America.
President Trump will nominate longtime White House physician Ronnie Jackson as Shulkin's replacement. And a Georgia police officer accused of raping a woman has been fired. According to a police report obtained by WSB-TV, 33-year-old Bobby Ransom allegedly forced his way into a woman's apartment in Alpharetta last year and then raped her. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard says the case is still under investigation, and that investigation should wrap up shortly. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.